This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day. Congratulations. You have officially done it. It's all downhill from here. You have crested the peak of the week. We are about to talk, because there's a bunch of new stories that are out there right now about the stakes of the game we are in. We're about to talk about how wonderful things are happening. No, not everything you want or everything I want, but more wonderful things are happening. What sort of mental illness does it take to throw away a six-figure income to shout at Donald Trump? Gavin Newsom getting screwed over by the animals in his state? All that internal bleeding for the ICE agent, a sad father-in-law, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So let's talk for a minute. This could be hopefully just a couple minutes, but you know how I do. It could be bad. Let's talk for a minute about the stakes of the game. And it's important always in life, no matter what your walk of life is, to understand what is really at stake and who and what you're really dealing with. And we've had this talk before in your personal life. Maybe you're single and dating right now. Maybe you're dating and looking to settle down and get married one day. It's important to figure out fairly early on in that first date, is the person I'm hanging out with looking for the same thing, or they just want someone to shoot pool with on a Friday night? That's important. In business. In fact, I had a meeting today. Jewish producer Chris was just talking to me about a meeting I had today. I won't go into the details of it. It's not important, but it was a bunch of local people, and it was wonderful, great people there. And Chris was asking, you know, are these people going to become part of the show and whatnot? And I told him, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe we're going to bring them into the fold and be part of the show. But you always have to understand and acknowledge that maybe they just wanted to hang out for a little bit. I don't know. You have to understand who and what you're dealing with. And what can be a problem, what can be very difficult, and for some people it can be impossible, is this. When you've been dealing with a certain kind of person for so long, and that person has changed or is changing, you don't necessarily want to accept it. For instance, maybe you've gone through this in your personal life of some kind. Maybe it's a spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's a child. Maybe your kid, your son, your daughter. God forbid. Maybe they were a really good kid for a really long time. And then you've noticed some changes. Not good changes, but changes. And you've convinced yourself that it's still the same sweet Aiden, Jaden, and Braden that they were when they were 12, when the truth is that Aiden, Jaden, and Braden have fallen in with the bad crowd, and now they do black tar heroin on Saturday night. That's hard, isn't it? Well, obviously, I'm hoping that's not you, but it's hard. Republicans and Democrats, for all of your life, for all of my life, they've been fighting and squabbling with each other. You know that. I know that. Maybe you're old enough that most of those fights took place in the newspaper, but most people have at least grown up in the television era where you've watched them debate on TV. And of course, you turn it on and this guy's going to kill everyone, and Republicans are evil and Democrats are evil. But at the end of the day, they're going to argue. They're going to pass legislation, but they're not going to try to hurt the other side. That's not what's happening here. That's not realistic to think. They're not going to try to actually hurt anybody. Yes, they'll use this dramatic language, but I will actually come back to something I've brought up before. You can go back and listen to it, Chris. Don't bother looking it up. It's fine. But Orrin Hatch was in the United States Senate for about 8,000 years. And Orrin Hatch, obviously he was a Republican. Ted Kennedy, well-known Democrat in the Senate. And Orrin Hatch, after Ted Kennedy died, at Ted Kennedy's, I think it was his funeral, maybe it was a memorial service, who knows, all these guys get honored like they're royalty. At his funeral, Orrin Hatch got up and told this story about how Ted Kennedy would just blast away at him on the Senate floor and basically call him everything underneath the sun, every bad name, use the most vicious rhetoric in the world. And then the whole point of the story was Orrin joked about how they would meet backstage, meet in the cloakroom, and they'd joke, aha, I really got you there. And that's the kind of America we've grown up in. And that's the kind of America, if we're being honest, we would prefer. Yes, use your rhetoric. Win elections, lose elections, pass your legislation, but we're not going to hurt each other, right? We're not going to we were just talking, right? This is professional wrestling, isn't it? I mean, that was all for show, right? That's not who they are anymore. That may be who you want the left to be. Maybe you wish it was still that way. I'll just tell you right now, I wish it was still that way. That day is gone. These people want to hurt you. They will hurt you. And I'm talking about you specifically. That's the thing. This has gone well beyond trying to hurt politicians. It's gone well beyond trying to hurt or kill big names. Charlie Kirk assassinated, two assassination attempts on Donald Trump. We've had other Republicans killed, assaulted across the United States of America. Oh, it's gone well beyond that. It just doesn't make the news. Donald Trump supporters shot in the head, killed in Portland because he was wearing a MAGA hat. Remember that article I brought up? I believe it was a Breitbart article. 300, this is during Donald Trump's first terms, if I remember right, first term, 395 assault incidents on people on the right by communists in this country. 395 of them. The era you grew up in is gone. And I understand that you probably get that, but there's a story out there right now that leads me to believe it's necessary for us to have this talk. And that story is this. I'm going to paraphrase, but the Trump administration very correctly has announced their intention to go after the funding source of all the communist street animals in this country. And you know, as we've discussed a million times, all these animals are funded and organized. Billionaires, billionaire groups, foreign and domestic, write large checks so communist street animals can show up and try to run over ICE officers. Everything you see on the television, on social media, it's all paid for, it's all professional, it's all organized. And the Trump administration, especially in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, has said, we are going to find the people who fund this, and we're going to bring them down. We're going to expose them if they're committing crimes, and they're going to burn. No more is it just snatching up this street animal here with pink hair and this fruitcake here and this fat feminist in Chicago. No more. No, now it's billionaire time. Now you're hearing names like George Soros. And believe me, that's he's just one of many. George Soros just happens to be the one you know, and I know there are many, many, many very wealthy communists, foreign and domestic, who write large checks to ensure we have a constant state of soft civil war in this country, and the Trump administration intends to do something about it. But the Trump administration is running into an unexpected roadblock. A roadblock that I guess I should have seen coming. Maybe you did see it coming. Maybe you're more forward-thinking than I am. If you told me James Lankford, that low-T dork out of Oklahoma, if you told me he was opposed to going after George Soros, I would say, well, yeah, I can see that. It's James Lankford. That ginger eunuch's always going to be against it. But Trump is facing opposition not from James Lankford, from a different place. We'll talk about that different place in a moment. Before we talk about that different place, let's talk about getting you in a different place physically. I'm talking about the pain that keeps you from going on that evening walk with your wife. I'm talking about the pain that makes you wince as you pound nails every day. The pain in your shoulder that keeps you from playing golf. The daily chronic pain that is life-sucking. Have you tried Relief Factor yet? When I tell you about Relief Factor, I want you to understand I take it every day. Every single day. Just the little aches and pains disappear. Big aches and pains disappear. You are in pain because you are inflamed. Not Lindsey Graham type either. You are inflamed. Try taking a supplement every day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. 3 weeks of it's $19.95. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the Trump administration has announced their intention several times that they're going to start going after all these, quote, nonprofits, the communist organizations that fund the street animal activity you see every single day on the news, on social media, except they're running into a little bit of a snag. I'll go ahead and read it verbatim because it's his story. This is from a Gabe Kaminsky. Quote, the White House's pledge for investigations into liberal nonprofits has stalled over GOP donor backlash as officials concede in private talks that going after Soros, etc., may push Democrats to attack the likes of Heritage and conservatives in the future. There is a tremendous, tremendous danger in life in not understanding who and what you're dealing with. Big shot, the GOP donors are worried that Democrats might go after them in the future. They tried to blow Donald Trump's head off. Elon Musk has private security. Did you know this? That exceeds that of the President of the United States of America because so many communists want to kill him. He also has pretty much been run out of Europe because the communists that run Europe are angry about the free speech on his platform. Let me clue you in, GOP millionaire and billionaire. If you're concerned that the communists might come after you in the future, they will. They're coming. There is no stopping it now. The only chance you have at salvation, salvation from communist aggression, is the Trump administration and the anti-communist that comes after him, kneecapping communism in the United States of America. You will not coexist with these people. Bill Clinton's Democrat Party is dead and gone. This is what you're dealing with now.
So long as the Republican Party and the Trump administration is using ICE to attack American citizens and shoot mothers in the face, I'm not willing to have a conversation with them about any other bad faith attempts to terrorize U.S. citizens.
This is what you're dealing with now.
This is your city.
This is the mayor of Seattle talking to we legals.
This is your city. And when I say that, I mean everyone. People who were born here in Seattle, people who came here from across the country and from across the world. Whatever the status of your immigration paperwork, this is your city.
And more importantly, all over social media. Pay attention, squeamish, squishy GOP billionaire. This is what's coming for you.
Hey, so look, I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't really care about the consequences anymore. I don't care. We need to kill these people. There's just an alternative. I don't care if you say, oh, I've got the crazy eyes, whatever. Yeah, I do feel crazy because we've had three people die in 72 hours, and we've had over almost 30 die in the last year to a group of quote-unquote law enforcement that is basically just buffed up mall cops.
All we're learning from this is that you should hit the gas. If they're you should. You should run them over. You should run them over with your car, and you should do it quickly before they can shoot you.
I say it's time for everybody to start getting guns and start coming out of their houses and start shooting these ICE agents in the head when they start trying to take over people.
Donald Trump turned his head to look at an immigration poster at the exact moment an assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania squeezed the trigger on a high-powered rifle that would have turned Donald Trump's head into a canoe live on CNN, and you think you're worried they might come after you in the future? Oh, gosh, jeez. I feel like sometimes in these high-powered GOP circles, I feel like we're dealing with little toddlers. No, Billy, you can't actually turn into Superman by putting on the cape. I promise, that's just a movie. Let me explain. GOP billionaire, you are dealing with communist street animals who would shoot you in the face as quickly as they would eat a bagel, and the Democrats and media apparatchiks will happily encourage them to do so. And if you do not go after the funding source of communism now, all you're guaranteeing is that in the future, there will be more street communists with more funding and more motivation to come find you in that lovely mansion you've built for yourself in Texas and kill your entire family. I don't know what kind of game you think you're playing here. But if you don't take apart organizations like the Soros organization now, you don't get another chance. Children, good grief. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed. informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So let me just piggyback off this point really, really quickly here, and then we're going to move on. We're going to talk about the deep state still trying to get ICE agents killed and emails, so many other things to come. Good things to come on the show, too. You've heard of Arabella Advisors. I know you have because we've discussed it before on the show. If you haven't, maybe it's your first night listening, Arabella Advisors. Pause on them for a moment. You know that there are communist groups in the United States of America. There's actually a network of them. If we were to do one of those, you know, cop movie things where we have a big whiteboard and we're drawing circles and connections, it would look like a big spider web. And so this communist group takes in billions of dollars, but then that communist group starts other communist groups, and some of those communist groups are, quote, nonprofits, and some of them are for-profits, and they have different tax classifications, but then that group starts another group. But okay, it's unbelievably convoluted on purpose. They have $2,000 an hour lawyers who set them up, these various networks, trying to shield them from law enforcement scrutiny, trying to shield them from having tax problems, trying to protect their criminal enterprise. Okay, you got it. You got it. If I were to put up that whiteboard in front of you right now, maybe the largest circle at the center of it is Arabella Advisors. Don't worry about them specifically. It's just a detail. Just know that that was, because they kind of broke up, a large communist group that then disseminates large quantities of money to other communist groups. All right, you got it? Well, one of the communist groups Arabella Advisors funnels money to, do you know what they're doing right now? Here's what they're doing right now. Have you noticed on social media, if you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X, sorry, whatever you're on, have you noticed an increase in articles, video, showing people being beaten up by ICE, showing people in various levels of distress in encounters with ICE? Look at this screaming woman. Look at this crying child. Look at this guy who got hurt. If you spend any time on social media at all, you've noticed an increase in this kind of stuff. I was talking to Ammon Blair about this. He's a really sharp guy with Texas Public Policy Institute, Texas Public Policy Foundation, I believe it is. Anyway, why have you noticed an increase in that? Well, I'm glad you asked. This group, and they have all this on their website, they have made a decision. And that decision is, well, this. They've decided that married white women in the United States of America, they are a prime demographic for a propaganda campaign. A propaganda campaign designed to turn enough American people against ICE that efforts at mass deportation will stop. So, what's part of this propaganda campaign? Part of it is flooding your wife's Facebook feed with distressed mothers as their son gets arrested and deported. And the effort is, of course, not to change the mind of every married white woman in the country. They would take that. They would happily accept it. They even have a number, a target number on the website. Did you know that? 11 million. That's the goal. Billions and billions of dollars are currently being sunk into reprogramming the minds and hearts of 11 million married white women to get them against ICE deporting people. Now, obviously, that's the detail, but that brings me back to my point. Communism in the United States of America cannot stand up on its own, has never stood up on its own. You already know, we talk about it all the time. It requires cheating in elections. It requires fraud. And it requires foreigners. And they lie about everything at all times. They use large quantities of propaganda in order to turn the minds and hearts of just enough people so Democrats can hold their seat in power, continue to flood the country with foreigners, and of course do other terrible things, and make sure they destroy the United States of America. Now, what would happen to the Democrat Party? What would happen to American communism if those funding networks were broken up? What would happen? If you deported foreigners en masse, you broke up the propaganda networks, if you stopped the fraud, if you cleaned the voter rolls, well, we've already talked about it. The Democrat Party becomes a 20% party, virtually extinct. States you think of as solidly blue, states like Oregon, all of a sudden they're red states. We can't get squeamish now. But what if they come for us later? There's no what if. There's no what if. They're coming. They keep this in mind about the communist. The election of Barack Obama twice convinced America's Democrat Party that they could A, embrace communism, and B, that they would hold power forever. Remember even James Carville?
In the name of a just, merciful God.
James Carville famously said when Barack Obama was president that he had ushered in 40 years of Democrat rule. They thought they had everything forever. Along comes Donald Trump. He goes down an escalator in New York, stands up behind the microphone, and says Mexico's sending drugs and rapists into the country. Like a shooting star, he blazes across the political landscape, wins the presidency. Well, it did more than put a little hiccup on communist plans in this country. It shocked them and scared them. It let them know, oh my gosh, I don't have near as much control as I thought I did. We better do something about that. So they destroyed his presidency. They kneecapped him every step of the way. And then as soon as they got him out of the White House, they arrested him 87 times and tried to blow his head off. Now they're working on doing all that again. These people, they are scared to death. They are full of rage. And they have decided there can never be another Donald Trump. There can't be J.D. Vance in 2028, no matter what it takes. I've told you before they're going to try to kill J.D. Vance. And I promise you, Chris, I know you already recorded the last one. Write it down. Young father, young husband. I like the guy a lot. They're going to try to kill J.D. Vance. These people are inherently violent, demonic people who believe in using violence to achieve political goals. These people are going to kill more people. And we're having meetings where GOP donors, they aren't comfortable going after George Soros because the communists might come after them. Oh, gosh, jeez. What kind of losers are we dealing with in this country? My word. You know what? I have a great example of what kind of people we're dealing with. Maybe you already saw this story earlier, but we'll talk about it. Before we talk about that, I know that good help is hard to find. I know I had to deal with it last night. I'm not going to go into the details, but good help is hard to find. No, Chris, I'm not talking about you, all right? Why would you even think that? It was someone else. worse than you. That's why you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is here to put the best candidates in front of you quickly. You're busy. You're trying to run a business. You don't have 8 hours a day to track down the best employees. That doesn't exist. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. You're 24 hours away from finding that candidate you've been looking for. Not 18 million resumes. They have matching technology that puts only the best in front of you immediately. Whatever you're looking for, high level, entry level, ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What kind of people are we dealing with here? Well, I mean, you hear Democrats a lot reference ICE agents and their masks.
The deployment of thousands of armed, masked DHS agents to Minnesota.
Why are they obsessed with the masks? Democrat after Democrat, the most powerful Democrats in the country, all the way down to the street animals, continue to scream, why are you wearing masks? You shouldn't wear masks. Unmask yourself. Why are you wearing a mask? Well, let's not play dumb. Don't play dumb, and don't let them play dumb. Democrats bank on you playing dumb and letting them play dumb. Like voter ID is a great example of this. Well, that's racist. Let's skip past all the other points. They don't want voter ID because they want to cheat in elections. And stop. They don't want ICE agents to wear masks because they want to hurt ICE agents. They want to release the names and addresses of ICE agents. They want to send their army of mentally ill street demons to ICE agent homes and schools. They want to harass their wives. They want to send them death threats. Communists, well, Mao said it best, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Communists believe in violence to achieve political goals. They don't want masks on ICE agents because they want to hurt and threaten ICE agents. Not just the average street Democrat. Every elected Democrat has called for them to be unmasked because they want that too. Now, headline. Whistleblower, that's hilarious we're calling them that, drops the largest ever ICE leak to unmask agents. Somebody, a communist deep inside the Department of Homeland Security, released the identity of 4,500 ICE and Border Patrol employees. Why? So communists could hurt them. That's why. No more playing dumb. Nursery time is over. No more playing dumb. These people play for keeps. We already have an ICE agent who has internal bleeding. We'll get to that story in a while. These people play for keeps. That's why I know you've seen it. I've had it happen to me multiple times. I know you've seen Democrats on social media say things like, someone should post his address, release his address. Hey, what's this guy's address? Do you think they want to send you a postcard when they visit Sheboygan? Why do they say it? They want someone to hurt you. It's in their nature. They are violent, demonic people, and they believe in violence to achieve political goals. They're already the ones who are still buried deep inside the federal government. They're already releasing the names of ICE agents and Border Patrol agents in order to kill them. That's why they do the things that they do. We just had, courtesy of James O'Keefe and his undercover work, we just had a Secret Service agent charged with guarding the life of J.D. Vance, giving out information to his date about J.D. Vance's location, travel plans, shift rotation, all kinds of information a would-be assassin would need if he wanted to kill the Vice President of the United States of America. Please, I'm begging you, GOP donor, not you, I'm talking to the GOP donors, I know you already get it. I'm begging you to understand we have crossed into a completely different territory. Your GOP organization you started is already going to be destroyed. Your very life, the life of your wife, your children, it will be threatened. And they will do so without the slightest bit of hesitation. You know they're going to try to arrest the ICE agents if they ever take power, right?
We've seen the videos of ICE shooting and killing Renee Good, a poet and mother who was unarmed and trying to drive away. Following her tragic death at the hands of law enforcement, Republicans rushed to deny the truth and smear the victim, a playbook that has been employed frequently, especially against the Black community. Now the White House is claiming the ICE agents have immunity from lawsuits. Enough. That's why I've reintroduced my bill to end qualified immunity, to hold federal agents accountable for breaking the law and killing our neighbors.
It's going to be so much worse than you think it's going to be if Democrats ever take power again. What we cannot do is pull back and hold back because the demons are going to act demonic the next time. That's not an option. Full steam ahead. Hey, Jesse, let's do some emails. During your service in Iraq, were you concerned that your height would draw sniper fire? It did draw sniper fire. Yes, I was a bit concerned the first time bullets went whizzing by my friggin' ear. What, Chris? Chris said, a lot more or a little. I'm not sure how to answer that question, and here's why. Whenever you're personally being shot at, not just as a group, but you're personally getting shot at, it always feels like you're getting shot at more than other people are getting shot at. That's one of those things that you take personally. You really personalize that to a level that I don't know that I can honestly answer the question whether it was me more than other people. It sure felt like it was me more than other people, but thankfully they can't shoot. What are you going to do? You know what? We need to lighten this thing up here.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right. We talk a lot about the world of make-believe. There was some tranny talk. Can men give birth in the United States Senate today? And man, these people are freaking bonkers. I'll play you some of that. And I'm being made fun of by Corey and Chris. Next.